With a grin upon my face.
One on WRCT Pittsburgh.
fly. Another rainy city, another lonely night, that's what you do. Yeah, that's what you do. I said it ain't no shortcut, that's what you do for the blues. Now let's go to work.
trying to pay my bills. Standing at the crossroads. Don't know which way to go. Money's funny, when it's due, when it's due. Lord, which path should I choose? Keep on holding on. Oh, it's hard. Keep on, keep on, yeah. Keep on, keep on moving on. So hard sometimes. Searching for the high road. Need some peace for my soul. So much unrest surrounding me. Sometimes it feels like I can't breathe.
I can't breathe.
Oh, I gotta keep on, y'all.
It's Lena James, Donny Hathaway, and Kingfish Ingram here on 1-to-1 for Sunday here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
You used to be a good friend of mine.
thought we were pretending. Nothing looks the same when your eyes are open. Now you're playing these games to keep my heartbeat spinning.
Bye. smiling, the clouds will pass over, and the sun will be shining. I may not be rich, y'all, but I work for what's mine. Gotta take the good with the bad. I'm always on my grind. That's why I came here to party and get my groove on.
This is what I see. Great minds drink alike. Great minds drink alike. Me and my baby, Saturday night. Ain't got money, ain't got no plan. Solve our problems with a 12-ounce can. Great minds drink alike. Great minds drink alike. Me and my baby, we're gonna be all.
I know my baby, baby sure gonna jump and shout. Well, I know my baby, the girl, she gonna jump and shout. When the train roll up and I come walking out. Hold on, baby, be home Monday. Hold on, baby, I'll be home Monday. But don't let nobody lead my little girl astray. We'll be right back.
guess I'll be on my way. Hope to find my baby somewhere, somehow, someday.
So, if you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh, you have no excuse not to listen.
Side show begin. Hurry, hurry, step right on
It was either pure luck or sheer fate that sent Marshall Thompson down a path to stardom. Still in high school, Thompson headed to Chicago's Regal Theater with hopes of landing a job and found himself sitting in the empty audience watching a sound check.
So I was sitting in the audience one day. Gladys Knight came in. She needed a drummer. It was showtime. It was about 3 hours. She had about 3 hours for the band to learn her music. The drummer couldn't play it. So I've been practicing her music for 3 weeks at home, living right around the corner. So when I came, I knew her songs. So I raised my hand in the audience and said, "Miss Gladys, could I play the drums on your show?" She said, "Come on up here, somebody got to play it." So I got the gig. I got the show.
After 7 days of playing drums with Gladys Knight and another short stint with Major Lance, Thompson returned to Chicago to put his own group together.
Got back to Chicago. Say, "Man, I got to go tell my group about this." So I went to Eugene Records. He was driving a cab, yellow cab. Squirrel was a welder, okay? And Red was working at the post office. I said, "Look here, how would y'all like getting off those jobs?" And they said, "What? We can't take us off our job?" I said, "Yes, you can. I got you a date in Houston, Texas."
Together, they formed the foundation of what would first be called the Highlights. Early on, Thompson was already friends with Jackson family patriarch Joe Jackson and helped get the Jackson 5 discovered while playing a show with Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers.
Jackson 5 was opening up the show for us. And I'm upstairs talking to Bobby Taylor. "Bobby, could you take us to Motown? I'm trying to get to Motown. I'm not excited to get to Motown." And all of a sudden, there was a lot of noise going on downstairs at the Regal Theater. That was the Jackson 5 on stage. He said, "Will you take me down there to meet him?" So I took him downstairs to meet him. And he forgot all about me. "I'm trying to go to Motown." I said, "Hey, what about me?"
While Thompson didn't get to join the Jackson 5 on their journey to Motown and beyond, he concedes that in retrospect, it was probably for the best.
Everybody wanted to go to Motown, but it was crowded. They had so many hit people over there, you know, top people that could sing and promote. We would have got lost in the shuffle there.
The Highlights ended up signing with Chicago's local Brunswick Records, where the group recorded their first hit, "Give It Away."
"Give It Away" was our first record that went kind of national. Took us to the Apollo Theater and stuff.
A series of name changes would soon ensue, with a group finally solidifying themselves as the Shylights.
sheep.